Hi, this is a dictation new patient visit for Nina Myers, NINAMYERS-Griffin, GRIFFIN, Nina Myers Griffin. Date of birth is 7/24/63, date of accident is 2/2/2021, date of service is 3/30/2023. The patient reported that she was initially involved in automobile accident on 2/2/2021. As a restrained front seat passenger, her ex-husband was driving. The chief complaints are in severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back with radiation to both buttocks, both legs, and moderate pain to both elbows, both wrist, and also numbness and pain in the third and fourth finger with the locking of the finger in flexion. And then she has to release. She attributes all of the symptoms to the pain, to the motor vehicle accident. She also has muscle spasm in both the feet and the ankle, and some ankle pain and foot pain is also reported. The patient reports allegedly that she was involved in an automobile accident. The history of the accident is as follows. On 2/2/2021, at around 7 p.m., she was traveling as a front seat passenger restrained with her ex-husband, who was the driver. The driver was not injured at all. She reported that she was traveling in a Ford small car and were hit by another small car. But the accident occurred on Burt and Plymouth, and this is how the accident happened. They were sitting on a red light on Plymouth, and the other car came two lanes over from the opposite side, lost the control, and hit their car on a head-on collision at 30 miles an hour. The airbags were deployed. The patient reported that she was restrained at the time of accident. There was a momentary loss of consciousness, and the police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient report that no one died in this accident. The impact of this accident caused the damage to the car. The car was completely total, with the hood being destroyed, bumper being destroyed in the front, the light was destroyed, the windshield was broken, radiator was broken, tires and axles were broken. However, nothing inside was broken. The seat belt, the steering wheel, the dashboard, console, as well as headrest were all intact. The patient report that it was a hit-and-run accident and loss of, and the police did come to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, but she did not go to the hospital via ambulance. She reported that she lost consciousness for a few seconds. The airbag hit her face, and she hit her head into the window. She does not remember the entire event of accident. She reported that her right eye was injured. And she injured her right eye with a laceration. She saw the eye doctor, and the treatment was provided. However, no surgery was done. Dr. Frisby, F-R-I-Z-B-Y, is reported to be the ophthalmologist who saw her and did the eye exam and wound care. History of presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches, which are 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are occupied front and the back of the head, and they are present often, like once a day, moderately severe, and they are constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, with nausea. However, there is no associated vomiting, seizure, or any aura. The patient reports of presence of dizziness, ringing in the ear, both sides, as well as sleepwalking and spots in the vision. While the patient reports that there is no vertigo or room spinning, no loss of consciousness since the accident, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of seizure, loss of memory, forgetfulness, denies any confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration. And she has no nausea, vomiting, or loss of vision field. She also reported that she has an IME exam 3-4 weeks ago. She has an IME 3-4 weeks ago with Dr. Abid. It was arranged by the insurance company. And MRI was done 1 year ago. She has a lot of records. It informed us that she has seen several physician groups. As we know that she didn't go to the hospital, and she says that her husband was a ex-husband was disabled at the time of accident, and she could not leave him alone. So husband never got injured, and she took him. They went home. They were referred to a centra, and they had a lot of transportation problem because there was no money. They have no money to pay for the transportation. Car was totaled. She only saw her primary care physician, Dr. Pollock Emery. But now the office is closed since February 23rd, and maybe the legal action from the government forced the closure. She has not been able to get any treatment or medications for pain. Physical therapy is reported to be done by Prodigy for 6 months and more. After physical therapy treatment from March 21st through July 21st. After that, she has had no treatment. And she reported that the therapy was canceled because the transportation people were not getting paid by the insurance company. Her case is still going on. And now she has been referred by her attorney, law firm, Mr. Padilla. So far, she has done chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, massage, and medications. She denies any epidural injection or surgical consult. In addition, regarding the pain, patient reports of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and to the lower back to the tune of 9, with radiation to the buttocks posteriorly as well as both thighs posteriorly up to the knee, and some radiation to the lateral part of both upper extremities is reported. In addition, patient reports of pain in the neck but with no radiation or radiculopathy. The patient does have some pain in the elbows around 8, according to her, and both wrists around 8. She also has a flexion deformity of the third and fourth finger on the left side, which locks up in flexion. Her migraine is continuously existing, and although migraine headache has been pre-existing before the accident. And she has pain in both the legs and with muscle spasm. She describes that the pain is continuous and is described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching. And highest pain intensity is between 5 to 9. ADLs are reported affected are 7. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by lying down and improved by medications only. Regarding the previous investigation, she reported that various X-rays, MRI, CT scan have been done on her. Additional history, patient report that she's suffering from numbness and tingling of the both buttocks and both legs posteriorly. And she has a sleep problem, but denies any issues with the mood, depression, self-worth problem, concentration problem, anxiety problem, suicidal thought, homicidal thought. Mood is checked at 7 out of 1 to 10. She reports her lightheadedness and tingling in the left hand finger, third and fourth. And besides sleep disturbance, she denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or any sudden anesthesia. And there's no issue with the walking difficulties. Middle of it. Regarding the ADL, patient has reported that the running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, reaching into cabinets are affected 9. Rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected, but the work is affected 10, relationship with other people is 10, general activity and enjoyment of life is affected 9. Mood and sleep around 6. In the system review, please review the chart. And she describes headaches and easy bruising only. Past surgical history, review the chart. Allergies to the medication, review the chart. Family history, please review the chart. Relationship status, current employment status, and legal history and personal history. Please review the chart. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 76 over 48, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5 feet 5 inches and weight is 170 pounds. The patient has is a 59-year-old African-American female of a good built and nutrition, alert-oriented and cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. The patient does point out pain in the lower back in the area of both sacroiliac joint and middle of the back, especially bothering her at the rate of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic, or in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. She is sitting comfortably and well-built, well-nourished. She is able to walk without any cane or without any walker or any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template. The no scar is noticed. Chest is clear. Rest of the and neurological is all normal. The gait is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Please use the template for physical exam. In the musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection and palpation reveals normal inspection and palpation. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, only in the area of L4-5 and bilateral sacroiliac joint, there is mild tenderness. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present and paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 35 and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was found painful beyond 25 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slim test was found negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raise test was positive bilaterally with 35 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test was found positive bilaterally. Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Brzezinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. And standing flexion test and iliac compression test was negative. Distraction test negative. Faber test positive bilaterally. And Gonsalon test was positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for both the elbows and both the wrist and both knees and both ankle, patient has normal shoulder joints and normal hip joints, which are devoid of any tenderness or swelling, contusion, laceration, or spasm. The range of motion for both shoulders and both knees are both hip are found to be completely normal. Quick test was normal and no positive sign of any disability or pathology. The patient does report that she can walk up to 2 or 3 blocks. She can sit and stand for 30 minutes to 60 minutes. She is only able to sleep for 3 hours. And she has a tenderness on the olecranon, especially on the left side as well as on the right side, off and on. And muscle spasm in both the feet are continuous in the extremities examination. Individually, I checked out and both the elbows were investigated and we find that there is a minimal tenderness in the olecranon process. And the epicondyle bilaterally were not tender. The the range of motion of the elbow was completely normal and normal flexion and extension. No laceration or any other fracture or any other possibilities were noticed. In the area of wrist, the patient has basically minimal issue. The range of motion of the wrist is completely normal with no laceration or swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, and no muscle weakness is noticed. No atrophy of thin or prominence is noticed. The patient does have a flexion deformity where the third and fourth finger on the left side gets locked up in flexion. It looked like she's suffering from Dupuytren's contracture that has been explained to the patient. Peripheral pulses were normal, Tinel's and Salen sign was negative. In the examination of the both knees, no pathology was found. She's able to walk well, there's no scar, erythema, effusion, no tenderness or swelling, asymmetry or any crepitus or grinding noise. Range of motion for both the shoulder, both the knee joints are normal. Collateral ligaments are normal, non-tender, and there is no valgus varus abnormality, no issue with the anterior posterior drawer sign. McMurray sign, Steinman, and patellar apprehension are all normal. In the ankle and foot, patient has a generalized pain, but no major fracture or any laceration noticed. There is some muscle spasm noticed in the gastrocnemius muscle, and she reports the foot of the muscle is in spasm. But range of motion is completely normal. All the toes are normally moving. There's no restriction, no fractures, and no other issue has been found pathology-wise. The peripheral circulation is intact. Patient can walk and put weight on her feet. Okay. Diagnosis. In general, MVA V89.2XHT and M62.830, Z79.891, R531, R26.8, and R26.2, CNS R51. R42, F41.1, G31.89, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in both elbows M25.521, M25.522, M70.31, M70.32, M75.20. Wrist, pain in both the wrist, M25.531, M25.532, M63.501. Pain in the left hand, M79.642. Pain in the bilateral knees, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Pain in the both ankle and feet, and the code is, diagnostic code is M25.571, M25.572, and pain in both the feet, M79.671, M79.672. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 bilaterally, and S33.5XXA, M54.17. The plan of care and treatment plans. Plan of care for Nina Myers-Grissom comes from the template. The treatment plan for Nina Myers-Grissom is as follows. The patient has reported that she has had, physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week to continue. since the patient is still complaining of pain everywhere. I'm busy right now. I'll talk to her later. Okay. Sir, for the neck, mid back, lower back, and for the both knees and both elbows, wrist, left wrist, and feet, sacroiliac joints, with traction massage, aquatherapy, heat, home treatments are also discussed with the patient. Disability is as follows: the patient is continuously work disabled at this time. Medications, non-pharmacological medications, Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elevil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and relief of pain. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, PRN for anxiety relief and panic, headaches. Lyrica is for pain, 50 milligram twice a day. And Furosets are ordered 30 tablets for pain headache relief. Patient is not provided with any pain medication because we have no records of her MRIs or CT scan provided to us. Her maps show that as if she was on narcos, 100 tablet, 80 tablet all along since the time of accident. And I'm not able to justify at this time further opiate treatment for her. Once we have the MRIs, we'll modify the plan of care accordingly. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended as we are waiting for records to arrive. And we'll modify the treatment plan in the next visits. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation. I believe that the patient has already been injured for 2 years and she has been to several treatment places and we do not know what exact treatment has been afforded to her and what specialists have been involved. It is just a tail end of the whole thing that we have. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Patient doesn't want any caseworker also. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations, none are being ordered. We are attempting to wait for the investigations from before. DMEs. The patient reports that she has back brace, neck brace, and cane. Education is yes. And follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.